welcome to another episode of the Red Arrow Health and Wellness Podcast. I am your host, Marco, with my lovely co-host,
Jessica.
How's it going, Jessica?
It's fantastic. How are you, Marco?
I'm okay because I can sense the sarcasm in your voice.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, well, you ready for like Rona to be over with like everybody else in the world?
I would love it if Rona would get the heck out of the planet.
I know.
But I don't think
that's going
to
get off the planet. We just move along with the space program.
There we go.
Aren't we supposed to be living in space by now?
Yes.
Isn't that what we were told when we were growing up?
Mm-hmm. The Jetsons led us to believe that we would have space houses and space dogs and 2001, cars. Where are the flying cars, Marco?
We were supposed to like vacation on the moon and everything and on space stations.
Well, I think they're working on the vacation on the moon part right now.
Yeah, no, we were supposed to be doing it now, not like being on the verge of it right now.
Baby steps. I guess. I don't know.
We're still trying to explain that the world is round and not flat.
Yes, we are, apparently.
Apparently. Ugh.
Let's not go down that little
rabbit hole. Okay? Yeah, let's not go there. How about this? What are you drinking?
I honestly have no idea because you made me the drink. I know that there's vodka in it.
Well, you are having a ginger mule and I'm having a Kentucky mule, but I was kind of lazy with these and I found when I was at the grocery store a new zero sugar sweetener and premix. So I decided to give it a shot. So it's a ginger lime swoon mixers.
Ooh.
And then yours has vodka and mine has Woodford.
It's really tasty.
It is. It's hitting the spot. I mean, it's a lot less effort. I mean, it doesn't beat when you're squeezing your own limes and making, stop giggling, when you're making your own anything from scratch, whether you're cooking or making cocktails. But you're in a rush and you want to keep that sugar count low, easy peasy. Just a little this, little that, put it on a giant ice cube, move out.
It's working really well for a week like this one where we have a million things happening.
Or
time to squeeze limes.
Between the a million things of announcements of what's not happening and announcements of what is happening and knowing what we got to get done, craziness.
Yeah.
And like we were just sitting here right before we started and got a heads up from someone saying, hey, what's going on with the beer 30? I'm like, I don't know. It's like what I'm looking forward to. It's on my calendar. It's like, no, they just refunded my money. What's going on? It's like, oh, no, they canceled. Just like everything else, you know.
Everything fun is being canceled.
Everything's being canceled. We were supposed to be, this weekend was going to be the weekend we were going to be up in the UP. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, if you're not familiar with the lingo. Oh,
was that race this weekend?
That race was this weekend. It was going to be the kayak triathlon, the Kai Tri up in Gladstone, where we were supposed to kayak 3 miles across Little Bay to Knock, come up on the beach, go and do a 14-mile bike ride-ish, and then you park your bike, run out of transition, and it's a nice paved path, relatively flat.
Yeah.
Barricaded off from traffic, and then you cross the finish line, you get an upper hand brewery beer, hashtag baby bells, and awesome breakfast burritos. And I don't know if it's because from a culinary aspect that they're just amazing breakfast burritos or just it doesn't take much when you just finish a triathlon to make it a breakfast burrito. Amazing.
That's true.
But
pretty much anything they put in front of you is going to taste amazing.
I think there's some experimentation that needs to go take place. It involves lots of breakfast burritos, both with and without triathlons. But I will say the ones they had hit the spot.
They were really good.
So that it was a beautiful ride. It was quiet. Everybody was friendly. It was fun. Competitive at the same time as just fun. They did everything right. They had race support was perfect. It definitely has become my favorite race. Even the guy that was hanging out of the pontoon boat while we were out in the kayaks, because they had Coast Guard and they had people out in boats keeping an eye on us while we were out kayaking. But they had a pontoon boat racing around the pack with a dude hanging off the edge with his camera.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
They had people.
Those pictures turned out really well. They're some of my favorite race pictures I've ever seen.
People in cars and, I mean, vans and pickups hanging out the sides responsibly, taking professional photographs, everything linked to your bib so you could find your photos. They did a great job with race photos. And, and we've done a lot of races. And sometimes the race photos are, they're all right. And sometimes they're spectacular. These were on the spectacular end. Really enjoyed it. And
well, I think what was so great about those photos was that you didn't just get the ones of just you. They took like environmental pictures. So they have some very
They have some artistic ones, like the ones with the metal.
The metals hanging off of the kayaks. And the just pictures of the environment as a whole, like all of the kayaks lined up, and all of the bikes took that finisher metal
and they had it like they went to somebody's bike and hung it off the handlebars in transition. So you see that in focused and then blurry in the background are the row of bikes. They had it hanging off of someone's kayak paddle. They had drone footage of all the kayaks out in the water. They have, you know, whoever did it, they
were beautiful.
Beautiful photos and the creativity. And it helps if you want to put up an album of your own because they were free to download.
Yep.
Which was great. You not only have the photos of yourself that look good, but the ones that set the stage.
Yes.
It's like, hey, here's all the kayaks at the starting line from the drone.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the guy out on the boat, not just zooming in on individual people, but he's got the pack. And he did the same thing with bike. He did the same thing with run. He did everything with, or the same thing with the post-race party. Really bummed out that's not happening this year, along with everything else we're bummed out that's not happening this year. It is what it is. I'm not going to cry into our cocktails about it. especially since, like, your parents, we were talking to them, this last week, and they listened to our last episode. It's like, great information.
Once we got to it.
Get to the point. Y'all talk too much. I'm like, we can't win. We get people like, we love, you know, the topics are great, but we love just the conversation. And then we get ones where it's like, get to the point. We don't want to hear about the conversation. We want, like, give us the bullet points and move on. So we're going to try. Look, we can't make everybody happy, but this will probably, we're shooting for a hybrid.
Yeah.
A little bit shorter and to the point.
We'll see.
We'll see. But also, I mean, there's stuff going on. We like to talk about it. That's part of what this podcast is just us getting to speak to each other without little tiny ears running around or being interrupted or someone saying, come wipe me or what have you. We don't really need a naked little butt butting into our conversation, do we?
We do not. No.
Which we get the rest of the time.
Yep. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So what were your highlights, lowlights, headlines of the week?
The highlights for the week, I got to photograph some really amazing seniors.
Sweet.
This past week, I had photo shoots at a baseball field, and I had a photo shoot in downtown Benton Harbor in the Arts District. And
you then, did the baseball field this week? I thought that was last
week. Well, it was last week, but I didn't talk about it then.
No, well.
And I did some.
That's like forever ago, the way this week's gone.
Actually, I took some of his photos on a playset. Like an old jungle gym, and they turned out awesome.
The old ones that are rusted, that...
What?
The old rusted ones.
Yes, the old rusted ones that you should not play on, because you'll probably get tetanus. We played on them.
We all grew up with them, yeah.
Yeah.
It usually had a matching slide that was metal, that was out in the sun, and so when you went down it, it just not only seared the skin off your leg, because it was so sharp, or sheared it off, it seared it shut again, because it was so hot. So it was like cauterizing the wound.
Mm-hmm. We had photo shoots at the beach, and that kid got the most gorgeous sunset I have seen in a very long time. It's absolutely stunning, and I'm so excited about that. And then last night, I went and I took someone's senior photos on her family property, and we got to go through the woods, and we were up in a deer blind, which I kept calling a treehouse because that's what it looks like to me.
How much were they laughing at you? A lot. They laughed a lot.
They're like, no, it's not a treehouse. And I was like, but it looks like a treehouse. It's got stairs. It's got this enclosed thingy. It's a treehouse. And then we went to a vineyard. And then we went down by the river. And I hopped in the river to take pictures. And
you need a photo prop that's a van. For photos like van. Where'd you do the photos? In a van down by the river.
And then at the very end, she pulled out chickens. Like actual chickens. And it was just, it was fantastic. So I had... That was absolutely the highlight from my week.
Awesome.
Yeah. Low lights I don't want to get into.
Good.
How about you? What was good this week?
You know, I got to see, because USA Hockey still won't let us start hockey in earnest.
Mm-hmm.
Because based on Michigan, we're in this part of Michigan, we're in phase four of reopening. So we can't do fully credentialed USA Hockey, but you can do private rentals of the rink.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids are attending a hockey cap, which doesn't fall under USA Hockey, and it's technically a rental of the rink. It stays under the cap for allowed to be inside the space, just like a restaurant or whatever. I mean, there's so many rules going on, but they've gone through with their lawyer, and it matches out. And so just watching, getting to watch our kids play and work on their skills, kid 2 has been frustrated with a while. He has trouble getting power into a shot, and it really started coming along this week.
Yay!
He had some ups and downs in play, and then, you know, today especially, he was just, he was in, all in. Probably some of the best play I've seen out of him in, well, obviously we're off for several months, but like, probably in 2020, I think this was the most engaged, the hardest fought he went in. He's the king of the poke checks when he's engaged.
Wow.
And he was poking stick and pucks away from you. He was getting shots. He got really frustrated when he fired off probably the most powerful shot I've ever seen him done. It like hit the boards and was a loud bang.
What?
Towards his sister, who was the goalie.
Excellent.
Not his goalie. It was the opposing goalie. He was shooting at the correct goal. He went wide and was mad that it went wide, which made me happy because he cares.
Yeah.
And that's why he's mad. Now, he wasn't like breaking down in tears mad. He was like, grr, and he went after that puck to go do it again.
Awesome.
So
I love it.
I mean, it's a win-win as a dad because either she was going to save it or he was going to score.
Yeah.
One of my kids, or it could be seen as a lose-lose.
Well.
But that was probably the highlight, was watching them play today. That was a lot of fun. Without harping on the bad, the school I coach at canceled all fall sports. So we did our last episode on coping with anger, frustration, sadness, all those feelings. We had done that. We had switched out the topics because there was our season was on pause while it was debated by the powers that be. They ended up, after we, probably the day after it posted, yeah, just opting just to cancel everything. Now, Michigan hasn't canceled everything. The area schools have not canceled everything yet, but this particular school decided to cancel. It is what it is. I'm not going to get into how I feel about it. I'm a coach. You probably know how I feel about it. But it is what it is. So no cross country. So, I mean, I can't say I'm all smiles and happy about it because I'm not, mm-hmm, but life goes on. We got other things to worry about. And first and foremost, I'm a dad, and I got to worry about getting my kids back to school. And so there's been some work behind the scenes too, just trying to help my runners who, like we talked about before, our first set of kids were our grad students and research assistants and behavioral technicians who worked for us. Our second set of kids are our actual children. And my third set of kids are my runners.
Mm-hmm.
And so my third set of kids are hurting right now, and it's helping them through that. So it's been a rough week because, I mean, they're high schoolers and middle schoolers, but they're still kids. And it's hard to put that much work into it, months and months or years and years into this. And it's disappointing. So episode 24 is out there. But the same thing I've been sending them in emails and whatnot really just echo the same things that are in that episode. If you're going through something similar and your sports season is on the line or something else in your life similarly, listen to episode 24 and it's there. And that's about all I'm going to say about that. So, because we do not want a Debbie Downer episode.
Nope.
No, we're trying to stay upbeat. This will actually hopefully will cheer us up.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
So what are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about how to stay motivated.
Keeping the spark alive.
Yeah, while you're working on improving whatever it is you're improving, because it doesn't have to apply just to exercise and diet. You can use it in all aspects of your life.
I like the title, Keeping the Spark Alive, given that our anniversary is this week.
It is.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Sparkle, sparkle.
So whether you're trying to keep the spark alive in whatever in your life, we're gearing this episode more towards exercise and diet plan and exercise plan, but I guess you could apply it to everything else.
You can totally apply it to everything else.
Work, marriage, kids. Relationship, kids.
I kept my kid alive this week. I'm going to get something out of that for just me. Good job, me.
your
kid's still alive.
Was it a complete failure?
Pat on my back. No, but like if you're trying to improve something, like if you want to get more organized right now, you can use the same techniques to help.
You know, I haven't heard very much about Marie Kondo or what's her name?
Everybody Marie Kondo'd at the beginning of quarantine, and so now we are over Kondo. That because everything has just been thrown away or donated.
Well, yeah, but everyone's been ordering from Amazon. They should have like another pile of stuff to Kondo for their condo, especially if you live in a condo.
Next winter, coming winter.
Did anyone do the hashtag Kondo your condo? I don't know. Never mind. We don't have a condo, so it doesn't matter. I mean, you haven't Marie Kondo'd our house yet anyway.
You won't let me.
Nope. Guess I'm just a hoarder. You know who's a hoarder is Kid One.
Kid One is a hoarder.
She's a collector. She has collections of rocks in her desk. She has collections of twist ties. She's a hoarder.
She has a jar of Lego heads sitting on her desk.
I've decided the difference between hoarder and collector. One, it's kind of like if you how much money you have. If you're poor, you're crazy. If you're wealthier, you're eccentric. If you're poor, you're a hoarder. If you're richer, you're a collector. Or you're on the thing on Discovery, the American Pickers. Oh. If they're sucking up to you because they're trying to get money, oh, they're a collector. And if you're just crazy person with stuff they don't value, then they're a hoarder.
They're a hoarder. We went and dug through all their crap.
Their piles of junk.
Didn't find anything.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
We didn't do it yet, but how about cheers to us and the anniversary this week?
Sure.
Cheers to an upbeat episode and just cheers to making through the week.
Okay.
Cheers. The clanging of your giant ice cube is so loud.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But it's a fun sound.
Oh, I have a giant ice cube too. I just don't understand why mine's not making as much noise.
Well, I mean, there is a very good reason for that. Yours has more liquid in it than mine does.
I was just going to say, because I have a steadier hand.
Nope.
All right, let's get to it.
Okay.
Keeping the spark alive, because things fade, motivation fades. Otherwise, everyone's New Year's resolutions would last forever. And we all know they don't.
Nope.
People launch programs. They dive into exercise. They buy the equipment. They buy the special videos of people in leotards and leg warmers and whatever. And it falls apart. Mm-hmm. Especially every New Year's, you say, I'm going to do this. And you're lucky
if you do it for a couple weeks.
Maybe. Or you join a gym and you go a week. Even if you get on a successful program, it doesn't last. Mm-mm. Just why don't these things last?
Because you need external reinforcement.
You need something. You need a consequence. We've talked to this before. Most of it is, and if you want to get really technical and nerdy, are antecedent interventions.
Yeah.
You're putting a bunch of things in place that happened before the behavior. That's great. They can spark that behavior. They can get it going, get you excited, set the stage for it even. But they don't last. They don't sustain it. Mm-hmm. And working out is hard. That's why they call it working out. They don't call it funning out. It's working out because it's work. It's exercise. It takes effort. That's why so many people spend a fortune on the magic pills and shakes and everything, hoping, hey, I can sit at home. What was that like Bruce Lee looking thing? Like, here are the electro pads. We'll put it on your stomach. You just push a button and sit on the couch eating potato chips and you'll have a six pack. People,
no,
it doesn't
work. Don't work.
You have to do exercise. My dad even bought the thing that was like a gas grill starter thing where you're supposed to zap your muscles. It's like
he did.
Yeah. And it really was just the little button that you pop when you turn on your gas, you push the button and then it makes a spark, which ignites the gas. Well, this is a little handheld thing. You hold them out. That company got sued. This was back when I was a kid, but it just seems like every so many years, somebody's got some new electrode for your muscles trying to keep it going, or they've got some new magic shake or pill or whatever. Haven't people been selling snake oil since the beginning of time?
Basically.
And it's there and people buy into it because who wouldn't love to do no effort and just drink something and ta-da, I'm healthier. I'm more fit. I'm buff. I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was in his prime.
Yeah. Everybody wants that.
Like
maybe
now.
Not like Arnold, but
they
want to be fit. They want to be healthy and they don't want to put the work in
for the minimal effort. Right. But it's not like a lot of people don't try to put in the effort and they start a program and then why doesn't it last? Well, there aren't consequences attached. Mm-hmm. So you have two choices. You can either attach consequences to it and you can go hardcore and you've got a program of your own that really has a lot of consequences attached, but you got to be careful with what you're doing. And it usually with those, depending on how you're doing your consequences, you want to talk to somebody in the know, somebody who's been trained, who knows what they're doing, so you don't accidentally goof it up. Now, you have an advanced degree in the study of behavior, mm-hmm. and so do I, so we can mess with those all the time. But let's say if you're just doing mainly the antecedent style interventions, those are all, let's put everything in place, let's join a gym, let's put up reminders, let's lay out our clothes, all the things we had talked about getting ready to be awesome. That was like, what, episode 18 or something?
One of those
setting the stage. Episodes. How do you keep the spark alive? Because that sparked it, and we know it's going to fade. So how do you reignite it? How do you keep that spark going? How do you put in new sparks? And that's what we want to get into. You have a list.
Yeah.
So I'll let you start.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. So my favorite way to keep the spark alive is to actually set milestones within my program. So when I get, like, mine are all currently weight-based. So when I hit my first major weight loss milestone, then I have a built-in reward for myself. I like it because it keeps me motivated. It's something to work towards. I know that if I lose 10 pounds, once I get to that minus 10 on the scale, I get to go get a pedicure. And ooh, I find those to be extremely fantastic. I love them and I will work for them.
See, now your milestones are weight-based, or we've talked about before, especially with weight. Weight should be a secondary measure because there's so much involved. But it does work, and you've got them built in there. I tend to put mine in time-based so that just in case I start skidding off the program, skidding off the track, and like not being as, not as adhering too much to whether it's a diet or an exercise program or a routine, I check back in. So then with me, it's, okay, every 2 months, how's it going? Even though I'm a data nerd, and I'm always looking at like, well, how's my weight trending and stuff, but it's, okay, every 2 months or every month or every 6 months or every quarter, sit down, take a hard look at it. And it's like, wait a minute, I got to get back on track. I'm starting to slide off because everyone has a day where they slide or they have a rough week. But when does it go from a rough day or a rough week into, whoa, this really got away from me? So it's a chance to look at it and go, nope, need to bring it back to center. Need to get focused again. And it's built in that you set a reminder on your phone or circle it on your calendar. This is the date where I'm going to do check back in. And if I'm on track, great. Put in reinforcers, like you said, in lay terms, rewards.
Rewards.
And if not, well, okay. But at the very least, it's a hard look of, am I on track, whether I'm hitting weight goals or not, am I on track with doing the right things? Mm-hmm. And if I'm not, time to fix it. So those check-ins, those waypoints, those sub-goals, those milestones, you can do them based on weight. You can do them based on time. You can do it based on
number of times you exercise per week. Set a goal for yourself, and once you hit it, reward yourself in some way for it. Yeah, I did this. I did the elliptical for 30 minutes, 5 times a week. I definitely deserve
whatever or it is if you you're a racer and you've got, let's say you have a triathlon a month or a 5K every other week, those.
Yeah.
Time-based, event-based, actually. Because let's say they're not evenly spaced out. Do it by event. Okay, every time I finish a triathlon or a 5K or what have you, let's take a step back and look, how did I do and how was my training leading up to it? What can I do better? What can I fix? Put it in, implement. Basically, you're taking this whole thing, because really what you're looking for is a change in your lifestyle, a change in your life. And hopefully you're looking at the rest of your life as a very long period of time, relatively speaking. So let's break it down into smaller chunks. Let's break it down where you're looking at it, smaller period of time, baby steps, small bites. Then it's much more manageable. Because when you're looking at the whole rest of your life, whether that's 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years or more,
yeah, it's a little bit daunting.
It's a little bit daunting to look at that. But instead of looking at it as 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, sure, even 3 months, much more digestible.
I mean, it's the same thing with weight. If you say, yes, my goal is to lose 60 pounds, like that is an enormous number and you lose weight relatively slow. But, and so like you start out and you're all excited, but the weight's not going to come off fast enough for you to like get that sense of, yeah, I'm doing this. I feel accomplished. I'm being amazing. And not
every day is going to be a weight drop.
Exactly. But if you break it down into smaller weight loss amounts, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20
pounds.
Seriously, 1 pound. That could be a great starting point. 1 pound, I've earned whatever it is you
now you got to be careful. If you are doing weight,
yeah,
don't reward yourself with, I'm going to go get a giant cookie.
Yeah, don't eat the cookie. Please don't eat the cookie when you lose weight. It's not good. It's a gateway cookie. Trust me.
Where it's like, I've lost a pound. I am welcome to a sheet cake.
You are not. You might think you are, but don't do it.
That will be 1 pound down and...
Here's six more.
Here's 6 pounds up. I have a net weight loss of up 5 instead of being down.
Yeah, the point is to break whatever it is you're looking to improve upon into tiny little baby steps and then reward... I don't really love that word, but reward yourself when you hit... Well, that's
because we've been just conditioned to not like that word, but... We're not doing this for the technical crowd. We're not doing this for the scientific crowd. We're doing it for the peoples.
The peoples. The people of the world.
No, we're really doing it just trying to help others. And if you are in the technical crowd, you already know this stuff. So lay off.
No, but it's a great way to keep you motivated.
Well, and you were talking about 60 pounds. How about, you know, trying to lose 100 pounds?
Right.
Now you're trying to lose what? A middle schooler?
Basically.
They didn't get to middle school overnight. You're not going to lose that much weight overnight.
Right.
But take it a piece at a time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you didn't put on...
Celebrate the tiny milestones.
You didn't put on all that weight in 1 month, so don't expect to lose it in 1 month. If
you
did,
you need to go see your doctor.
Holy cow. You put on 100 pounds in 1 month?
It happens. You need to go see a doctor when that happens, just so everybody is clear.
Did a guy in a red suit fall off your roof and you put on his outfit? I mean, we got a whole Santa Claus thing going on here? I know. If you're putting on that much weight, there's a serious medical condition going on. Go see a professional. But most people who put on that much weight, it's over time. It's gradual. It's not that noticeable. It's like, well, okay, winter's here again. I need to put on my jeans. Oh, they're a little tight. I'll go buy one size warmer. Then the next winter, you do the same thing. It creeps up on you. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, you look in the mirror and you don't recognize yourself.
Yes.
Whereas if you look in the mirror and... Who's looking back at me because I put on 100 pounds in a day? Pretty sure that's medically impossible, but whatever. Like I said, if a fat man fell off your roof and you put on his clothes, other than that's kind of creepy.
Skinned?
You shave and you magically have a white beard. It's summer. Why are we talking about Christmas movies?
Because we're hot. That's why.
All right, Paris. What's next on your list?
Next on my list, find a buddy to do whatever it is you're trying to do with. So right now I would like to increase the amount of time I spend riding my bike. And what I have done is I have talked my friend into buying a bike and now we go biking together and it's amazing.
And she bought the same model bike you have.
She did. It's great.
Slightly different color.
But it's so much more fun to have a buddy to go and do this with because it gives us time together. We can chat, we pedal, we chat. It's good. We talk about all the things and it's you're here and I bike with you and that's very nice. But
you get so paranoid because I just downshift so much. I'm just spinning my wheels, but I'm going at the same speed with you and I get a bit of a workout, but
well, yeah,
you get annoyed because, I mean, you know, look, if I wanted to, I could just click a few gears and I'm off like a bullet.
That's not it. It's because I see you every single day.
Well, thanks.
A lot of the day. Okay. And I don't get to see my friends that often. So that's true. Especially
these days.
Exactly. It's very nice to have like an outside person who doesn't live in my house to be able to go on a bike ride.
I mean, it used to be your bike riding buddy was also sat at the front desk at school. So as you walked in with the kids, she was right there. You could see her. Mm-hmm. Kids haven't physically been in a school since February or March.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. And even then, the friend get togethers are far and few between because. Well, whatever. Everybody knows what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Yay, Corona.
But it's something to look forward to.
Yes.
I set up this biking date and I can say, yes, it's almost Thursday when it's Thursday.
Or Tuesday or whatever.
Or Tuesday. I'm going to get to see my friend. We're going to go on this bike ride. We're going to feel good about ourselves. We get to chat. Yay. It's fantastic. It keeps me motivated. It makes sure that I show up to actually ride my bike.
By the way, I do love the first time once she finally got her new bike and shows up, you guys have identical models. She has a newer version. You've got a white seat. She's got a black seat. Same with the handlebar grips, but the colors are very similar. Mm-hmm. And you all show up for the first ride. And did she have the same bike shorts as you? Cause you sent her the link.
We were wearing pretty much the exact, she had a different color stripe on her bike shorts.
But I was looking at the pictures and you have like matching purple shirts.
Totally,
I think, did. Like, you were wearing Nike and she was wearing Under Armour, but like they're the same shade of purple.
Yep. And then
you look
the
like
black
little twinsies. Oh, and the black shorts. Well,
we both hopped out of the car at the same time. We're like, oh my God, we're twins today. With our matching outfits and our matching bikes.
Yeah, but there's so many people who show up with matching, like, bike jerseys and stuff. Yeah, but they're doing that on
purpose.
They are, because they're wearing bike jerseys from the same clubs or the same events, and you all just show up with, like, standard exercise equipment looking identical, and I thought it was hilarious.
We thought it was hilarious. Other Especially with the matching bikes. Because
a lot of them have road bikes, and you have cruisers.
Yeah.
That 1950s style cruisers who are they're super comfy. I'm not arguing that.
Adorable. And well, they work, so...
And it allows you to sit more upright with your feet cocked forward. It's easier on lower backs.
Mm-hmm. Which is important for both of us.
Yeah.
Lower backs. Not so fun. So
find a buddy.
Find a buddy.
Well, it's like you also have your friends, and this bike riding buddy is one of the friends. Or mm-hmm. Every so often somebody goes, we're going to do this 30-day challenge or that 30-day challenge, and you all do it, and you're in miserable together. But it's enjoyable. Like, the text messages will start coming in, and you'll share some with me because they're so funny, because it's like, it's how much today's exercise sucked, or, you know, but it's encouragement to, like, hey, let's all get this done. We're going to text each other when we finish ours. And then, like, when your phone really starts blowing up around dinner time because everyone's working out before they cook dinner, it's like, what's going on? Well, everyone's doing the workout for today, so I got to go do it too because they've all done it.
I don't want to let them down.
Yeah.
And
then the other nice part about it is because it's the workout of the month. It kind of gets back to our time thing, checking in each month or day. But also, you all change what you're focusing on. Not that you're changing focusing on health or wellness or fitness. It's what core muscle group are we going to do? You guys are either doing abs or legs. We did
squats once for a month.
Or, you know.
That was hard.
Upper legs, so basically butts.
Yeah.
Or, you know, arms or whatever. Crunches. So you got the, like, the... Everyone's got their exercise routine, but it's like, what is going to be the special exercise of the month? And the key thing is you all are working out, and that's really what you go for, is just be physically fit and do something.
The whole reason we have the group is so that, one, it keeps us accountable, and two, we post when we work out. It honestly doesn't even matter what we say that we did. It's just that we did something. And then once somebody comes in and says, oh, I rode my bike for an hour today, the rest of us come in and say, yeah, that's amazing. You rock. You're so awesome. Great job. And it's nice to see your phone full of messages that are positive like that. It's a good, keeps you
better
engaged.
Better than, like, yay, I went to the store today and didn't have a panic attack, or, you know.
Have sent those messages as well.
Yes, mm-hmm. Well, and it's getting better.
Not in a long time, but at first,
That was a thing. March, April, May.
Mm-hmm.
And then June started getting, in May, June, so, like, I went to the store today and I took my kid with me.
Yeah. Major milestone right there.
Yeah. Well, I know with kid 3 and kid 4, they have not been to the store a whole lot, but they have been to the store at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And kid 1 and 2 for us go more often. Like, I went to the store with kid 1 and 2 today after they finished hockey camp. We went, and they behaved. We had to keep reminding them to, like, each other, really. Put your hands in the pocket. Don't touch your mask. Don't touch your face. Don't take your mask off until you do your hand sanitizer in the car. Don't touch everything on the shelves.
Don't touch people.
Don't put your hands up where the old people write checks, because, and sorry to make fun of people, but really, if you're breaking out the checkbook at the grocery store, you tend to be of a certain age group.
One year in grad school, I had to do a project, and
you did so many projects in grad school. They're all good stories.
It was a project to reduce my spending, and part of it was to make the response cost so great for shopping that...
Response cost being the effort.
The effort. So great that I would really have to stop and think about what I was buying. And so part of it was I had to write a check for everything that I bought. And I had to whip out this giant notebook and write, like, a note about what I was buying, the date, how much it cost, what exactly it was for, in the middle of the grocery store. And you know what?
Everyone stares at you.
Stares at you, and they get, like, super angry. But it
even
worked.
If they're not, you think they are.
Well, the point is that it worked. So maybe all the check writers are trying to reduce their spending.
Whatever. It's just an observation that they tend to be of a certain age group that we don't belong to, but our parents do.
I haven't seen my parents write a check at the grocery store in forever.
Your parents live in... several states away.
I bet you they're not.
I bet you they're listening to this episode at some point.
But they are.
Bet you they're going to give us grief.
Probably.
Luckily, they're coming to visit. And by the time this posts, I don't think they're going to have time to listen to this episode to give us grief.
That's true. So they won't listen to it until they get back into Oklahoma.
Or I was trying not to say where they were from.
Oh.
In which they're going, oh my God, I'm going to kick their butts kind of thing. Or the damn kids.
All right.
Even though the damn kids have kids.
Anyways.
Anyways, back.
So we've got rewards. We've got find a buddy. What else?
To keep the spark alive.
Yes.
I like to keep it interesting and mix it up. Mm-hmm. And for me, that can be fun runs or in cross country and track. I like to do fun practices. In cross country, we call them the special practice, which they're just known as the fun runs by the kids. In track, I call them the super relay. We usually only get one of those a week, and they're really goofy ones. It's like, okay, everyone's going to throw the shot put, and we're going to add it all together. And then it's like 10-meter advantage when we do the rest of the relay for every foot difference or every inch difference or whatever. I kind of have an idea of how far they can throw it. Or it's, okay, we're going to do the 100, 400, 800, 200 with a parachute relay. Or it's going to be a shuttle hurdles, and then you got to go run the stadium stairs or, you know, something. Whereas in cross country, it's like, okay, it's superhero day or it's pirate day. And
prom
there's
run.
Prom run, and there's different rules, or the secret agent run where there's little QR codes posted around. You have to answer questions about the team or the season and your teammates. And based on getting those correct, then you either get points or you need to get it right to get the next clue to run to the next checkpoint. The key is they're still running. They're still working out, but now it's fun. Mm-hmm. And it's something different. It mixes it up. That's where our selfie scavenger hunt comes in. We've had done the stash dash and the running of the bulls, which the young lady spoke about that freaked him out back in episode 23, somewhere in there. When we're falling into fall sports, they were just terrified that these top runners were coming at them. They're like, really? Mm-hmm. They had little cow headbands with little fuzzy ear horns. And cow ears sticking out.
Yeah.
So how you can be terrified of four runners who are, you know, just lanky, skinny, tall kids with little cow ears poking out the side of their head and little fuzzy horns going up. Mm-hmm. They weren't even like vicious, hard plastic horns. They were soft. And take off. It was our take on the Spanish running of the bulls at Pamplona. And instead of having red sashes, they had little red fuzzy wristbands. Which if the bulls caught up to you, they got to take your wristband. So the bulls came in and they had like armful loads of wristbands for every kid they passed.
I don't know. I could see how it would be scary.
And the same thing goes with us. It's just keeping it interesting. All right, today we're going to do something fun and different and not do the same thing. Now, with kid one, she's been working on the same thing. We've been doing the same routes over and over again, but that's also she has set landmarks that she knows she can make it to. Mm-hmm. But even then, every so often, we mix it up. You know, break out the squirt guns, break out the water balloons, do something, go on a fun run or fun ride on your bike, go ride. I was frustrated. I think it was last week. And I'm like, how many different breweries can I ride past? Forget the wineries, forget the distilleries, which we have plenty of down here in Southwest Michigan. We're in that nice microclimate for growing fruit and everything else. But it is winery country down here. It is beer country down here. And so I just went for a ride. And I went for about a 30-mile ride and rode past 6 breweries. I guess if I had planned it out and I wasn't doing it just ad hoc in my head, I probably could have hit a lot more. But I was just like, I'm going to ride here. Okay, where do I want to go to? Oh, I'll go right to that brewery. Okay, I'll go right to that brewery. Now, I didn't hop off and have beers because I definitely would have made it 30 miles if I was pounding beers at like 6 breweries. And it would have taken way longer because I was just like, I got to get this done and get home for dinner. Mm-hmm. But it's just, can I ride past them?
Yeah.
And that gets back to like, well, the beer 30 now being canceled, but that was one where you at least get these little like shot glass style, but it looked like a coffee cup.
I know, they're really cute.
And then you do little tastings every just to say that you had a taste each one, and now that's out.
Well,
maybe I'll just do it impromptu solo or round up my dad and go do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like beer. Maybe we'll just do the wine 30.
He'll taste it.
He will. Maybe I'll round you up and we'll just go to it since we don't have cross country that morning. That's why I signed up for it. Like cross country got canceled, and while I was heartbroken and I'm dealing with kids, it's like I need something from my calendar. Oh yeah, I wanted to do this event and I had a cross country meet that day. I guess I'm going to do the beer 30. And then it's like, no, you're not.
Yep.
Oh,
so for me,
Corona.
Like,
yeah, yes, please corona. Go. We'll get back on track. This is hard to stay on track for this one and not get sad.
Sad. The
hashtag sad. Sad coach.
So for me, like, if I go walking, I will typically either walk on the treadmill or I'll walk around my neighborhood. That gets super boring. Our neighborhood is like a circle.
Like a circle? And... it is a circle. It literally is in the name. We don't live on a road circle. Or a street or a drive or an avenue. We live on X circle.
Yes, we do.
Yes. And it's a half mile around.
Right. And it gets really boring because, like, nobody's painting their house interesting colors or planting wild flowers in the yard or doing something weird. There's nothing to look at. It's the same boring thing every day. The treadmill
is... You're going to say it's the same boring people.
Well, they are kind of boring. The treadmill is also...
The young ones with kids are entertaining. It's the retirees that are just like, yay, you're out there.
You're out there watering your yard again.
Mowing your grass for the fourth time this week.
Yeah. No, nothing is happening. So the scenery doesn't change. It gets boring after maybe a week of it. Same thing with the treadmill. We have our treadmill set up so that we can see the TV. And it's very nice to be able to turn on a show or a movie or something while you're doing it. But that gets old too. So I like to change it up. I like to go for a walk along the bluff or along the beach or
along the river.
Go into somebody else's neighborhood and go for a walk. Literally anything other than my neighborhood or the treadmill. It could be something as simple as like walking to the neighborhood down the street and going around their circle.
Well, even on the treadmill, I like to mix it up by what are we watching? So on our treadmill, we've got a spot where you can put a tablet or a phone and watch movies there. But ours is on a little alcove around the corner from the TV. Although we installed a giant mirror on the wall. Mm-hmm. So we can watch stuff, but I always have to make sure I pick something that doesn't have subtitles.
Great.
I'm not good enough where I can run on a treadmill, read subtitles that are the mirror image.
Mm-hmm. I can't do it either.
No.
What's really bad is when you pick a foreign film.
I can do... now, if it's on my tablet or my phone right in front of me, I actually can read the subtitles, usually, depending on how small they are, while running. But I'm not good enough where I can run, bouncing up and down, and read it the mirror image.
No. I don't think most people
But can part do that. Of it is also mixing it up. And yes, there is some binging. It's like, okay, this is my new treadmill show.
Yeah. I have some treadmill shows.
I hate it
shows.
When you end the treadmill show and it's like, oh, now I'm going to spend a half hour or an hour flipping through Netflix trying to next treadmill show.
I like to pick shows that have like 6 seasons to make them my treadmill shows. Weeds is a great one, in case you're curious. It's 30, each episode is 30 minutes long and it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. What do you have next, Marco?
Well, that was keeping it fresh and mixing it up. Mm-hmm. And we pretty much had everything. In terms of location and what you're watching, but also the exercise. What are you doing? I don't like completely getting right now. I don't want to completely abandon running, but I do mix it up. And some weeks I'm heavier on the running, and some weeks I'm heavier on the biking, and some weeks it's heavier on swimming. I have been fortunate enough to go to some private rentals of the rink and get a little hockey in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go heavy on everything. So you got to kind of balance. And I like that mixture, working those different muscles. So for me, that helps me stay on track with my exercise and keeping that spark alive. The other thing is, it's not just all essentially what we would call practice for the kids. Now, most, I think, our listeners of our podcast are older. So I like to spice up my training and what's going on and fill up that calendar with events. That's been very hard this summer. So it's been generating our own events,
mm-hmm.
our virtual races we've done through the Summer Racing Club, which we're going to be adding a lot of those to the Red Arrow Challenge and whatnot.
I'm super
a lot of the things I've
this.
Developed for Summer Racing Club or I've done with cross country, a lot of the fun runs I've done from cross country, I'm just going to flat out bring in because I'm clearly not doing them for cross country now. So
right.
I'm just going to bring them into the Red Arrow Health and Wellness. They'll start appearing on our website in September.
You guys are going to have so much
fun.
Oh
my God, they're coming. Oh yes. So, but we do things like that at home, just spice it up. They keep it interesting. There was one summer we were doing a lot of work and I was trying to work on my pacing. So I'd go out to the local track and run. But some days it was run by myself. Some days it was run and the kids were there running with us every so many laps. Some days we were running at the track and the kids were there with their squirt guns.
Oh, yeah. That
so
was fun.
Just mixing it up. But also then like, okay, I need a break from running in circles. Let me get on my bike and go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do something. Let me go rollerblade. Working muscles, cross training, that helps keep spicing it up too.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get stale. It doesn't get routine like, oh, I got to do this again. Because once it gets to that point, then
you
it
won't
starts
do it anymore.
It starts getting easy like, oh, I can skip this. I can't take another hour on the treadmill running in place nowhere. Fine. Go run outside. Go get it on a bike.
Go swim.
I've got a slide board. Go slide back and forth. And if you don't know, this simulates, really, I use it to simulate the skating motion. But like right now, it's so nice out. I haven't been on my slide board a lot because I can do other things and work other muscles and go rollerblade or ice skate or bike or run or swim or kayak. Mm-hmm. But very soon, because we live in Michigan,
it's going to snow.
A lot of those options are going to disappear and I will be on that slide board every day. And then by the time I'm about sick of it, I can go do something else.
Yeah.
So to recap, what do we have all together?
All right. We've got rewards.
Mix those up and add them.
We've got find a buddy.
Find a buddy.
We've got change up your exercise routine.
We've got check in on your milestones, both in terms of time and achievement. Mm-hmm. We've got change what behaviors you're doing, what actions, what workouts. Mm-hmm. We've got spice up things on your calendar when they're available.
Right.
And they're not getting canceled on you all the time because mm-hmm. Corona thing's not going to last forever. It can't possibly last forever. And if it does, we got to have something down the line.
And
it's not going away anytime soon.
Right.
But at some point, we're going to look at 1918. Life returned to normal after a year or two.
Yeah. And we've got change up your location.
Change up your location. Thanks for that.
Trying to reel you in.
Yeah. So it's really inserting that spark. If you aren't going to be tweaking the consequences, and that is harder to do and get it right, mm-hmm. just change the antecedents. Add something to that calendar that so you can look at it, something that happens before the behavior. Change what you're planning to do. Change who you're working out with. Change the scenery. Change the form of the behavior. Change everything. Change to what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Today is my blue day. Today is my superhero day. Today is tutu day.
Never mind that. Even just buying a new exercise outfit could be enough of a motivator to get you actually exercising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Whatever it takes, keep you going. Spark it. Keep going.
Sparkle, sparkle.
Sparkle, sparkle. And, when you find something that works for you, post it online. Put a hashtag with it.
Yeah.
And then keep on going. Well, before we go, Jess, we're actually going to get this one as one of our shorter episodes, finally.
Amazing.
I know, they've been running long lately. Mm. But before we go, we do have to give kudos to our Red Arrow Challenge champions. For those of you who don't know and haven't listened in, the Red Arrow Challenge is Red Arrow Health and Wellness's signature competition. We're going to be adding other competitions, timed competitions, fun competitions coming up starting in September. But we have the Red Arrow Challenge going on. It is a multi-sport challenge. You can compete in just whatever sports catches your fancy, or we've got composite points. You go to our website underneath the RAC FAQ. You can create a username. You collect totals on your distances or your calories when it comes to hockey. At the end of the week, you put in your totals online under the log tab, and then you see where you stack up on the leaderboards. And then you go. We like to give kudos to the champions in each age group for each category in our podcast. If you listen to the early episodes, we did it at the beginning. We always save it for the end now. So here we go, Jessica. Let's do this.
Alrighty.
This is for the week that began with August 3rd.
Swimming.
9 and under, Little Marsh. 10 to 19, Ronin Runs. 20 to 29, Lexi. 30 to 39, Wildcat with a K.
Ooh.
40 to 49, Jesse's Girl. 50 to 59, Johnny Be Good. 60 to 69, Kilogram Ill. 70 to 79, it was a tie, Grandpa Bob and Grandma May.
Interesting.
And then for the featured members, we didn't swim.
Running.
9 and under, Yellow Ninja. 10 to 19, Allie. 20 to 29, Lexi again. 30 to 39, The Logan. 40 to 49, A. Palomino. 50 to 59, J. Marr. And nobody older than that. And for our featured members, me. I beat
Ooh.
You. Wasn't too hard since you don't run. Not usually.
Walking.
9 and under. Lil Marsh. 10 to 19. JoJo. 20 to 29. Smytha. 30 to 39. Mrs. Coach.
What?
Yeah. 40 to 49. Vino Mia. 50 to 59 was a tie for Bill and Jane. 60 to 69. Kilogram Ill. And 70 to 79. Nono Don. And for walking out of the feature members, I beat you.
Yeah, Biking on road.
9 and under, Seabass. 10 to 19, Abby. 20 to 29, H. Kaner 305. 30 to 39, Cyclopath. 40 to 49, Coach T. 50 to 59, J. Marr. 60 to 69, Kilogram Ill. 70 to 79, Nonodon. And for our featured members, me.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Biking off-road.
9 and under, nobody. 10 to 19, Izzy. 20 to 29 was a tie with Smytha and Super Mario. 30 to 39, Rando 7. 40 to 49, Cyclone. And nobody older than that wanted to go off-road.
Sit down paddling.
9 and under, Seabass. No 10 to 19-year-olds went sit down paddling.
Hmm.
20 to 29, H. Kaner 305. 30 to 39, Rando 7, 40 to 49, A. Palomino, 50 to 59, A.R. Miller, 60 to 69, didn't go paddling, but 70 to 79, Grandpa Bob and Grandma May, and the featured members, we didn't get in the water.
We did not.
No.
Stand up paddling.
10 to 19, Abby, 20 to 29, Gator Boy, no 30 to 39-year-olds, but 40 to 49, Sarah 906.
Cross country skiing.
It was the usual, 40 to 49, El Tiburon 95, and 50 to 59, Big Juan 64.
Skating.
20 to 29, H. Gainer 305, and then we jump ahead to 40 to 49, Great Juan.
Hockey.
It does warm my heart to see hockey showing up through multiple people across the age groups. 9 and under, Yellow Ninja, 10 to 19, Soleil, 20 to 29, Lexi with the two X's. 30 to 39, Rando 7, and 40 to 49, Coach T. And out of the featured members, me, because you don't play hockey.
I don't. Points.
9 and under, Yellow Ninja, 10 to 19, Run and Runs, 20 to 29, Lexi, 30 to 39, Wildcat, 40 to 49, Jesse's Girl, 50 to 59, Johnny B. Good, 60 to 69, Kilogram Ill, 70 to 79, it was a tie, Grandpa Bob and Grandma May. And out of the featured members, it was me.
It was you. Great job, Marco. Woot.
Congratulations to all the champions this week. We'll see who is on top next week.
Yeah.
All those totals need to be in by Monday night so that we can compile them and see where it's at.
Sounds good.
Yay.
Yay.
And with that, Jessica, that wraps up an episode. This is going to be one of our shortest episodes ever.
Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing, but we kind of wanted to get to the point and... Mm-hmm. No, it's not because your parents made fun of us for rambling it on last not. Time.
No.
But it is a bit of a coincidence. So that, sweetie, if you anyone out there has questions or whatnot, contact us through our website. Go see our website. We have a full frequently asked questions section.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a website design in the works.
Yes, we're redesigning. It's going to be amazing.
It's amazing. Big things coming. Race is coming in September. So stay tuned for more. But for now... That's it.
Great.
It's been fun.
Loads of fun.
Bye.
Bye.